Hello, everyone. I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Our guest today is Dr. Elliot Fegelman, Therapeutic Area Lead for Metabolics at Johnson & Johnson Innovation, a leader in revolutionizing surgery with minimally invasive procedures for more than 60 years. He is here with us to speak about Ethicon's global initiative called Project Game Changer, which he is also speaking about at the 22nd World Congress of the International Federation for the Surgery of Obesity and Metabolic Disorders in London, England. Thank you for speaking with us today, Dr. Fegelman.
Thank you for having me.
More than 18 million people have severe obesity in the U.S., yet less than 1% of patients go to have surgery. Why is this the case?
I think the idea of undergoing surgical intervention to treat a condition that for many people is still not recognized as a disease, I don't think that as a society we have linked the comorbid conditions, diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, sleep apnea, and many others with the obesity problem. And so patients and their doctors don't yet recognize that, A, there's a health burden to obesity, and B, that there's a very good cure available today, and that's called bariatric surgery.
And how can patients and healthcare professionals overcome these barriers?
I think the Game Changer Project is a great way of doing that. When we set out on this, it was to understand why do patients and their physicians, why do policymakers not recognize these healthcare burdens and recognize that there are solutions available. And so generating that high quality scientific information that helps physicians, patients, and policymakers make informed decisions rather than just emotional decisions, I think is a way we start to open up the opportunities here for patients to gain better access to this life-changing care.
And what are the benefits and risks of bariatric surgery? And has the safety of the operation improved over the years?
Let me take the second part of that question first, because I think it's very important. And the short answer is absolutely. Bariatric surgery has been around for a long time. The patients come to the operating room with certain health risks associated with it. And for a time, bariatric surgery had complications. In today's environment, with today's surgeons globally now, what we see is a return to normal expectations for complications associated with general surgery, so much so that it's safer than having a natural childbirth. And so the risks of bariatric surgery have really returned back to what I would consider to be acceptable and very reasonable. The benefits, of course, are myriad. There's the weight loss. But there's also, as I've been speaking to, this impact on the obesity-related comorbid conditions that we see dramatic resolution. Type 2 diabetes resolves in about 80% of the patients, and that's persistent for several years. Sleep apnea resolves in about 90% of the patients. And so there's just tremendous impacts, and that's one of the returns on investment that the Game Changer Project is meant to demonstrate to policymakers that can recognize the value in recommending surgical intervention to their patients to save the cost of long-term care for these chronic medical conditions.
And how does bariatric surgery affect healthcare costs for patients?
So the bariatric surgical procedure has its fixed costs associated with it. They've come down substantially in the last few years, but there's still surgical intervention is not free. But when you compare that to the cost of diabetes care or the cost of retinopathy or renal failure and dialysis, the returns are quite substantial. And when you look at it at a population-based, the economic argument becomes very hard to ignore. Again, the Game Changer Project is meant to identify those cost savings that are possible when a proper and qualified program is in place to manage patients of size.
Bariatric surgery is now recognized as a treatment for diabetes, obesity, and other cardiometabolic diseases. Can you talk about the research that has led to this recognition?
I think the most seminal work is a project that has been recognized by being published 3 times in the New England Journal of Medicine, and that was sponsored by Ethicon, and we refer to it as the Stampede Project. That came out of the Cleveland Clinic, and it was the first level one type evidence, randomized controlled trial, that showed what the differences were for patients who underwent modern bariatric surgery, whether it be gastric bypass or sleeve gastrectomy, compared to patients of randomized similar matched controls who underwent intensive Cleveland Clinic managed medical therapy. And over 5 years now, we've seen that the patients who underwent surgery have tremendous benefits in their diabetes control, reduction in medication use, and quality of life. And so that study has been now replicated in multiple trials around the world, and we're beginning to branch out further into, as I said earlier, the end organ disease that's associated with diabetes, showing reductions. We may be on the cusp of identifying reductions in cancer risk. We haven't demonstrated that yet, but we believe very strongly that that's the next place we're going to go with obesity research. So it's a big opportunity here to understand this disease and really start to show impact of therapy.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Great. Thank you very much for taking the time.